This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon.
Your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on August 1, 2026.
African gaming is growing up, slowly, and on its own terms. With a heist game about reclaiming looted artifacts and mobile publishers solving payments. That's a $250 million market, but it's still maturing.
Our read at Tech Cocoon is that the key to this growth is not just the studios, but the money and obstacles they face, like payment rails and distribution.
With a lack of clean payment rails, companies are forced to do the ugly reconciliation work, which creates margin. But that margin compresses as central banks build national switches, so the question is what these companies own once the public infrastructure catches up.
For builders and operators, it's essential to watch how companies like these navigate the evolving payment landscape and whether they can build durable assets that will outlast the current infrastructure.
Moving on, African tech is entering its consolidation era, with mergers, acquisitions, and exits rising as the funding boom cools, which signals a shift towards maturity.
Tech Cocoon Intelligence has argued for months that consolidation is a natural part of the ecosystem's growth. And it's what happens when the easy money dries up and companies have to focus on profitability.
The instrument mix is shifting from equity to debt, and that's mostly maturity, not distress. But it's crucial to identify the instrument before assessing the deal. And debt raised to extend runway in pre-profit consumer companies is a worrying sign.
Investors should watch how this consolidation plays out and which companies will emerge stronger, and whether they can build sustainable businesses that don't rely on constant funding.
In fintech news, Tunisian insurtech eWeist raised funding to scale a platform that pays insurance claims instantly via virtual cards, replacing slow out-of-pocket reimbursement. That's a significant step forward for insurance claims in Africa.
This is an example of how fintech can solve real problems in Africa. And eWeist's focus on instant claims payment is a key differentiator. But the question is, can they scale and maintain profitability? And what does this mean for the broader insurance industry?
For investors, it's essential to look at the underlying economics of businesses like eWeist, and whether they can sustainably provide value to customers. And our read at Tech Cocoon is that float and pre-funding are the hidden costs of African payments. And companies that can manage these costs effectively will have a competitive advantage.
Yesterday, we talked about the scramble to build Africa's data centers and how power is the binding constraint for compute. And now we see African businesses and households turning to solar, storage, and pay-as-you-go energy, which is essentially building their own power grid.
That's a key trend, as the grid reliability and tariff structure determine data center economics more than demand projections do. And self-generation is becoming part of the data center CapEx stack, and clean tech and compute stories are increasingly the same story.
The question is, which markets will let data centers self-generate and sell surplus to the grid? And does that turn compute operators into de facto power companies? And what are the implications for the broader energy industry?
For builders and operators, it's crucial to watch how this trend develops and whether they can build sustainable energy solutions that meet the needs of both businesses and households, and what role data centers will play in the energy ecosystem.
That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding.
The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. From Amara and Kwame, we will see you tomorrow.
TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akeza.